husband was a very happy, well-liked person, happy-go-lucky. He did everything to protect himself. In fact, he would get mad when people weren't masking up. We don't know how he got it. He still worked. He'll never be able to enjoy his retirement with me. He was one of the younger ones.
What did he work as?
He was a senior engineer. He always tried to be careful, but he was working and, you know, out and about. What people need to know is that what the doctors told me is that there are certain people that should never get this disease. He had no major medical problems. They kept telling me that, you know, he should be able to get out of this and everything. But what we learned is that he had very inflexible lungs. And so when you're like that, you can't breathe, and they put you on a ventilator. He was on a ventilator for over 4 weeks, and it eventually scarred his lungs because he couldn't breathe on his own. He needed the machine. And so what people need to know is that this is very real and very dangerous. I mean, I spent a week in the hospital too because I caught it from him. Luckily, my son didn't get it, or my dad. But people need to know, they need to be careful. It's for real, it's no joke. Look how long the bells tolled. It went on and on, and we're not finished. This is gonna go on and on until people can learn to be different and mask up. This is the new norm. It's never gonna get better until we can get rid of this virus. And I just hope there's not another one behind it. You know, even though you're young, my husband was one of the youngest who passed. 57. He hadn't retired yet. You know, we worked so hard all these years, and we have no retirement together. You know, my husband was a good man. Everybody always says how he was always smiling and, you know, very friendly. And I mean, he had his other side of him too, you know, but he was my other half. What I don't do, he did. We were actually a perfect couple together. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's going to take you. It's going to take you. And, you know, I keep reminding myself there's 230,000 other people out there who have lost loved ones just like us. We're not alone. Somebody on top needs to really figure this out so we can get rid of it.